All right, it's another edition of Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode 44. This is a special episode, as every year this time in December, we do the year-end countdown of the songs of 2009, plus the segments. Now, I'm doing it with Spaceship Studios, with two producers in this show. First of all, with Reggie and with John, of course. And your stage name, what's your stage name, by the way? John Dreamer. He's a singer, too, so maybe I'll get him on my show. Would you want to say anything on the microphone? No, he wants to be behind the microphone, of course, way behind the microphone. He's smiling, of course, but you can't see him. I'm smiling, of course, but you can't see me unless you click on the front page. Of course, you can see me. The year-end countdown, of course. We'll start with it because we have a lot to go. First of all, I just want to say we're going to do Ludacris's mom, but I didn't bring my tape recorder today. We did a turkey thing a few weeks ago, a few months ago, in Austell. We'll play that next month. Plus, I interviewed Wyclef John a few weeks ago. He has a new shoe out, Timberland Shoes. He's a Dawson to help out with his country. He's from, I forget what country. Do you know what country Wyclef John's from? I'll put more information online. I'll put a link. I think he's, I forget where he's from. But he's benefiting one of his islands. He's benefiting that. Unfortunately, I should have more information right now with me. But my show's complicated, the show. But anyway, we're going to start with the 12th song of the year. This is Jay Smooth featuring Roller, Mass on My Back. This was last year's 12th song of 2008. Sometimes songs make it 2 years in a row. So, and then we'll come back with the 12th segment, okay?
Massachusetts, stand up. The whole 617, 781, 978, 508, 413. Let's get it. Yeah. Since an adolescent, I had to rep it. I've got Mass on my back, and that's a fact. We all want the green bills from Boston to Springfield, so we throw them knuckles like Tim Wakefield. Lowell and Lawrence, they going for dollars. Worcester and Brockton got some hoods where it's popping. In Lynn and Chelsea, they syndicate wealthy. Everett and Malden got some vets that's balling. Fall River to Fitchburg, we all willing to pitch herb. New Bedford to Cambridge, you hear every language. Revere to Summer Bowlers, here, son, for real. Even in Waltham, the frame and ham. There's mad mommies that's banging, man. Master's estate, and I'll carry that weight on my shoulders and back, cause I'm a soldier, in fact. The whole industry's about to know that we back. We got poets that rap, and shorties doping and crack. And sports on lock, from the courts to block.
This is my, and I represent all across Mass and every project. We on the map, getting mad respect. And that's the fact, so just cut the check. On the map, getting mad respect, and that's the fact, so just cut the check.
From Forest Park to Forest Hills, it's a war with Knox and the Taurus still. From Indian Orchard to Orchard Park, see the flip for fortune or scorch this art. Massachusetts, the state of hate, when cats are ruthless, slang and weight. I have to do this, I can't debate. From MA up to the Granite State, we get paid, grinding grams and eights. Just for all my dogs that ever ran from Jake's, and for all them broads that dance for papes. Rap where you from and let's get this done. I've got Mass on my back, trying to put Mass on the map. In the industry, cause I'm a sick MC. You'll see my face everywhere until you're sick of me. You know who's the flies, you see my posters and flyers. And you hear my tracks everywhere in Mass. This year, I came prepared to rash.
And I represent all across Mass and every project. We on the map, getting mad respect. And that's the fact, so just cut the check. This is my, and I represent all across Mass and every project. We on the map, getting mad respect. And that's the fact, so just cut the check.
Of course, that was Mass on My Back, Jay Smooth featuring Roller, 12th song. The 12th segment of the year is Florence LaRue from the Fifth Dimension. Remember the Fifth Dimension? You older people listeners out there, here's the Fifth Dimension.
Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here at Keir Stones here in Marietta, Georgia again. We just spoke to Adela Barnes, and now we have Florence LaRue from the Fifth Dimension. And so tell me what you do for the Fifth Dimension.
I'm the lead vocalist and for the Fifth Dimension. The only original member left. I've been a member of the group for 45 years.
Really? So, tell me about how you got started with them.
Well, it's a very long story, but to make a long story short, I won the talent in a beauty contest. I sang April in Paris in French, and the photographer for the contest said he was putting together a group. That was on Mount McLemore, and I've been with the group ever since.
Really? So, being with the Fifth Dimension, you got to meet a lot of groups and a lot of famous people. You know, who are some of the singers that you that inspire you, and that you have fun competition with?
I don't really compete with anyone but myself. I think that's the best thing to do, because there's only one Aretha, there's only one Florence LaRue. No one can do you better than you. There are many singers I admire, and many of the people who inspire me are not well known. Of the well-known people, I would say that Sammy Davis was a great inspiration, because I did know him and had the opportunity to talk with him.
And did you ever get the opportunity to meet Michael Jackson when he was alive?
Not only did I meet Michael, he lived near me in Encino, and he was a wonderful, wonderful person, and it was very devastating to lose him this way.
Sure. Did you have an opportunity to visit Neverland ever?
You know, I had the opportunity, but I was working and I didn't go. So unfortunately, I haven't been there yet.
So, how did you take the news of Michael Jackson, you being a singer, and how does this? How did he affect your music?
Well, like everyone else who knew and loved him, it was devastating. Michael was a friend, and he was a Fifth Dimension fan. It was funny, yeah. He said, "You guys should sing your music and wear those old outfits."
Really? And so, being a singer too, where'd you get a lot of your stuff to write your music, of course?
The Fifth Dimension didn't write any of the songs we recorded. Our songs were brought to us by our producer, Bones Howe, and then we chose the ones that he brought to us.
Sure. And how did you choose the best songs? What was your method of choosing the best ones?
He chose songs that he thought would fit the group and our harmony, and that would be hits, and we chose the songs that we liked from that.
Sure. So where did you like performing the best?
Anywhere there's an audience that people enjoy music, I enjoy performing. I do prefer concerts rather than the outdoor fairs, because I like a more intimate surrounding and the communication with my audience.
And so how has your fans stuck by you through the years? How does that mean for you? What does that mean to you?
Well, it's very satisfying to know that you bring back good memories to people, and that when people come up to you and they know your music, and some of our younger fans know our music through their parents.
Really?
So it's always very rewarding to be acknowledged when you work hard and when you enjoy what you're doing. It's great to, you know, we don't hide our head in the sand. We know that there are problems in the world, but we don't dwell on it. And it feels good to bring happiness to people, to let them forget their troubles for a while. I've had several people told me they were going to commit suicide and heard our songs on the radio and didn't. I thought that was extreme, but then when I start hearing it more than once, I began to believe that music, because I know that music is powerful. Sometimes we don't realize how powerful music is. Music can be healing, but the wrong type of music can also be detrimental.